So it's election season, and we are touring the special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged, where at every performance, the two presidential candidates, incumbent President Barack Obama and challenger Governor Mitt Romney, appear on our stage and debate the issues and answer questions from the audience. We wanted to examine the candidates not for their policies, not for what they might do for or to the country, but analyze them from the perspective of, would we cast them in the reduced Shakespeare company? Are they guys that would be valuable to us on stage, or would we want to tour with them? I think before we get to the candidates, let's just go through the presidents, going back to the very beginning. All 43 of them.
Nicely. I don't think anybody noticed.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you are listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 305, Casting the Candidates.
Commander-in-Chief, Father Country, George Washington. Is he the kind of guy we would want on an RSC stage?
I think he's solid as a rock. Doesn't say much, you know. Does his job. I think he would be perfect as a member of the RSC.
I see him definitely as I don't know. At first, I was going to say he would play your roles, Reed, but now it occurs to me that he might play my roles, in that I tend to play most of the generals,
and in
all of our shows. I'd have to see him do a monologue. I have to say, I'm a little worried about his ability to be understood around his ivory teeth.
Yeah, articulation. Yeah, we'd have to see.
Articulation, and also, I suspect this is going to be true for a lot of the presidents. You know, your offstage life with the Reduced Shakespeare Company is very important, how you spend your off hours. And apparently, George Washington, he won't be the last president we say this about, was a bit of a player.
Well, I think, yes, the shorter list, I think, is those who weren't.
Yeah.
And I think that short list of those who weren't just means those who weren't caught.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Now, didn't he also grow hemp?
He also grew hemp, as did Thomas Jefferson, yes.
Yeah, so he fit right in with the theatrical community.
And Washington and Jefferson would be great from a business standpoint. You know, they'd be very good at putting our unpaid intern slaves to work. They understood the value of free labor. Now
free to who?
Well, exactly. Exactly. Unpaid labor, I guess that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah. Now, John Adams, our second president.
No way.
Yeah.
Grumpy.
No.
Moody.
Oh, yes.
Just a real pissant.
Well, he's obnoxious and disliked. In his own words, he's obnoxious and disliked.
We've had reviews like that.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Well, he might fit in. We don't want him.
No, we don't want... On the other hand, I think he could be really valuable as perhaps our agent.
Yes. call John. He's our agent.
You know, he's the one founding father that doesn't have a statue or a memorial to him in Washington, D.C. And yet, as much as I don't think I would like him personally, I kind of think he's the grit in the oyster that made the pearl, you know? He's sort of the guy that made the Declaration happen just by force of will, and the rest of the Continental Congress going, all right, Jesus, all right, we'll separate from England. Shut up already. Thomas Jefferson, that we kind of touched on, I think there's a way in which Jefferson could have been really valuable to us. He was a real, if you've been to Monticello, he was a geek. He was a real technological geek. He was a first adopter. He was an inventor. He really liked his gadgets. And in that sense, I think he'd be great backstage for us, you know, editing the podcasts, putting together the soundtrack. He could be our Zach, our sound engineer, Zach Moore.
Well, and our Matt Rippey, our web master.
Yes.
Plus, he writes, and that's very valuable.
That's right. And yes. Slave master, webmaster, James Madison. I suspect Madison, both Madison and Monroe would be very valuable in the script writing department. These guys are more writers, than I think, than statesmen or performers.
When I met them, they didn't strike me as performers. No, not at all.
I knew you were the elder statesman of the RSC. I wasn't sure that'll...
Madison seemed kind of mousy. Monroe, you know, I think was quiet, but, you know, the paintings I've seen, he looks like he could have been an actor,
a leading man, yeah.
but too quiet, probably.
Yeah, although it would be great having Madison around if only he brought Dolly around a lot. She was quite a looker. Oh, my God. Zoftig? Woo!
I just like her cakes.
Yeah. So do I. That's what I was... What are you talking about?
Nothing.
So Madison, Monroe, John Quincy Adams. Another, again.
Like father, like son, a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, no, I think John could be our agent and John Quincy could be our lawyer.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we need. Yeah.
John Quincy. Andrew Jackson. Ooh, God.
Ooh, yeah. Nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
He's one of those guys you'd want to hire, and then you'd look on Facebook, and he'd be putting down everything he was doing, and you go, you know, he was good in the room, but now that I know what's going on, no way.
Wait, you did what to the Indians? Holy, and you're bragging about it on Facebook? Oh, jeez, yeah.
Well, you know, he's one of those guys who's going to party all night, right? At his inauguration, they trash the White House. We just can't have that.
No. He would give a great audition, though.
He would give a great audition, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess he'd have to play my role because he had the high hair.
That's right. Yes, the poofy hair.
So that's
Now I get a little vague until now, Martin Van Buren, bland.
Yeah.
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah.
He came to the audition, then he was dead by the callback, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's always a period of time in the auditions, like an hour and a half to 2.5 hour period of time, where you just see one guy after another that's perfectly nice and fine, but just not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in the phase of presidents where we're at now.
Mm-hmm. John Tyler, is famous for being the only president who was not buried in the United States because he died in the Civil War and was buried in the Confederacy.
Yes, there you go. There's a great trivia question.
So Tyler, no. Polk. Well, Polk would be good at getting us new bookings because he was just known for going and taking things. Right?
Yes. Yes.
So we'd want him as our booking agent.
Absolutely.
Tyler Polk Taylor.
Zachary Taylor.
He died, right? Didn't he get poisoned by a cherry or something?
I think that might have been him.
Yeah. So, Taylor, no. Tyler Polk Taylor. Fillmore. It's just funny.
Miller
Fillmore, it's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we'd use him, but he'd be sort of, you know, he'd sort of be the Gaddy Hayes of the company.
Well, you'd think he might be the boyish man-child, you know, because he's kind of boyish. He's got a, you don't kind of know how to type him.
Yeah. He also kind of looks like a fop, doesn't he? With the sort of, isn't he bald on top but poofy on the sides and, you know, a frilly shirt. So, Fillmore.
So he's a combination of you and me.
Exactly.
Bald on top, poofy on the sides.
That's exactly it. Pierce. I don't know anything about Pierce.
Benjamin Franklin Pierce? No, that's Hawkeye from MASH.
No.
Oh, Franklin.
David Hyde Pierce. He'd be great in the show.
You know what? Franklin Pierce might get us some bookings up in New England. He's the one president from New Hampshire. So that might help us up in the Granite State. And that's good. You know, you want to hire guys. Like, we're going to Ithaca right now. That's the only reason we hired Dustin Sullivan years ago, because we knew 7 years from now we're going to go to Ithaca for one night.
It's the long con. There it is again.
It's the long con.
We are up to James Buchanan.
Yeah, we
the Bachelor president.
Yeah, we definitely want
him. He's a theater guy.
Yeah, we definitely want him. Apparently, he loved musicals. So I bet he would be fabulous with the Radu Shakespeare Company. You know, because it's funny. You don't think of the RSC as needing musical talent. And for many years, you know, Matt Crook was in the company. So I think we proved nightly it wasn't a strict requirement. But
absolutely.
But really, as we've added sort of songs to the shows, you really do have to have a kind of a bare minimum musical ability. And Buchanan, as a single confirmed bachelor president, our only confirmed bachelor president, we definitely want him.
Now, I'm going to have a controversial opinion, I think, on this next one.
Mm.
On our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Probably our greatest president.
Yeah.
I don't think I want him in the company.
Why?
Well, I think he was no fun to hang out with.
I disagree. From what I understand, I'm not sure he'd be any good on stage.
Well, I saw him perform at Disney. He seemed very stiff.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But by all accounts, he was a fantastic raconteur. You know, a great storyteller.
There's a difference between, you know, you're on and you can be pleasant. But there's the different thing when you're hanging out with somebody for hours and hours, you can't just sort of fake it and be, you know, you can't act that when you're with everybody so long. You just are who you are.
But I think he was a nice guy to be around. This is my understanding.
Right.
I mean, he would tell stories.
Okay.
He would anecdotes. It might get boring. I mean, my fear is that you wouldn't be able to shut him up.
Well, my fear is he'd bring his wife in the car, and that would be horrible.
Oh, God, yes. He'd be, the Janine of the Radu Shakespeare, the Yoko. Mary Ty Lincoln, the Yoko of the Radu Shakespeare Company.
He would fit into all of Dominic's costumes.
That's true.
Very true. That's a very good point, Dustin.
That is very true.
That is very true. And he has a higher pitched voice, apparently, by all accounts, than you would think a president would have. Probably, he wouldn't he wouldn't be a good president today because he'd sound like this, probably.
Right.
He looks like Abe Lincoln. He sounds like Don Knotts.
Well, listen up, fellas. I'm going to pass this thing.
Yeah. Now, Andrew Johnson, absolutely not. Absolutely racist, vindictive. Basically tried to undo everything that Lincoln did. Just.
We've already got several guys like that in the company, so we don't need another one.
God knows. Yeah. God knows. Johnson.
Oh, he's S. Grant.
Oh, Grant. He'd be fun to hang out with after the show.
He's another guy. Yeah. Well, he's got what a resume. Oh, wait a minute. Check out his Facebook page.
Yeah. Boy, talk about a guy who would trash every hotel room we stayed in.
He's Richard Harris, or he's Richard Burton, right? Yeah. Immensely talented, but no, I don't think so.
They would never let us back into Atlanta.
No.
Hi, I'm Adam Felber of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and author of Schrodinger's Ball, the novel, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company's podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This week, our fall of 2012 tour continues with performances of the special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged in Cranston, Rhode Island, Morristown, New Jersey, Chico and Saratoga, California, and Hilton Head, South Carolina. And then we perform the ultimate Christmas show abridged in Reston, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Fort Worth, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, Anchorage, Alaska, and for 3 weeks, we'll be at San Diego Repertory Theater in San Diego, California. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com, click on the link to subscribe, and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to our casting session of all the U.S. presidents, where we have just skipped Rutherford B. Hayes and moved on to our 20th president, James Garfield.
He's the kind of guy who just attracts trouble, yeah. Garfield. You don't want, disappointed office seekers coming to assassinate you while we're signing autographs.
You don't want trouble.
Yeah.
Right here in River City.
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody, Garfield be one of those guys who would attract the actor who didn't get the part that Garfield got. And that actor would show up and said, you asshole, you took my part.
Hey, press is press.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Chester A. Arthur.
Oh, Chet.
He was great with John Gielgud in that movie. He was so hilarious. Chester Arthur. Yeah. And Liza Minnelli.
And his wife, B.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So he's too busy to work with us.
Right. Yeah, he's too good. He's too good for us. That's the thing. I mean, a lot of these guys, in fairness, we'd be lucky to get.
Oh, absolutely. Now, yeah. Grover Cleveland. Ooh. Well, he might get us booked again in Cleveland.
That's true. Well, and in Grover.
Yeah, and then he'd get a return engagement 4 years later.
Right.
So that'd be good. William McKinley.
Another president that just attracts trouble.
Yeah. Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah. I would love to have him in the company. I honestly would worry about his health. He was asthmatic, as a kid. Mm-hmm. Could he be loud enough to be heard?
But is he one of these guys who's just never going to shut up?
Yeah, well, and he'd be one of these guys, all right, we got to drive from Hamilton, New York to Ithaca, New York. Bully! We're going to drive up through Canada and see the wilderness. No, Jesus, we just got to get to where we're going.
We'll capture Rhode Island on the way.
Yeah, he would always want to go to see some other, I hear there's a great mountain there. Well, fine, go climb your mountain when you're not touring with me. I don't want to be there. I want to get to where we're going. Teddy'd be one of those guys where you bring him in, and then you kind of go, he does one tour.
Yeah.
And he's not as
great on stage.
Well, and a lot of these guys, see, this is the thing, too. A lot of these guys, and I think Teddy would be one, I think Lincoln is one, they're stars.
Yeah.
And we're looking for ensemble guys.
True.
Yeah, and so in that sense, a guy like Garfield or Chester Arthur, or Millard Fillmore might be really valuable. Lincoln might be good. He put together his team of rivals. He showed that he could work with almost anybody.
Yeah.
That might be kind of good.
William Howard Taft. Well, you'd need a big car.
Yeah. Well, and Allie would have to let out all the costumes.
Yeah. So William Howard Taft, he was very bright. He became a Supreme Court justice right after he was president.
No dummy. Not just a hat rack up there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, maybe not the best mover. Woodrow Wilson. Mm-hmm. He seems kind of shy.
Yeah.
Very bright. Frail. Probably not.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have a guy in the company named Woodrow, though, I have to say.
Well, we could do that. Yeah. I can legally change my name.
Okay. Well, and again, you'd have the Mary Todd Lincoln Yoko Ono Janine from Spinal Tap thing. You know, his wife ran the country while he was recuperating from some illness.
Calvin Coolidge. He'll be our accountant.
When you think of Coolidge, he deserves a eulogy. I forget whoever wrote that line, but yes.
He was the one who was just famous for never talking, right?
Right.
Silent Cal.
Silent Cal.
Yeah.
My husband made a bet that you wouldn't say more than three words tonight. You lose. Hubert Heaver.
Hubert Heaver. You know, Hubert Heaver's, another trivia question, he was the water boy for the Stanford football team.
And you and I went to Cal. He's out.
He's out. No way.
No way.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Ooh, FDR.
Kind of a star. Yeah.
I feel like you would improv too much.
Improvise. Another player.
Trying to expand the script.
Another player. But we might be able to get some governmental funding, you know, from the disabilities department. You know, if we hired a physically challenged actor, that could be good for us, you know?
Yeah, no, that's something to consider. Yeah. I'd say borderline.
Okay.
Harry S. Truman. He did like to perform. Didn't he like to play the piano and sing for the press and everything?
He could absolutely be in the Bible show. We're always looking for keyboard players who can also sing.
Well, and he is known for stepping up and taking responsibility. The buck stops here.
Mm-hmm. He could do some international tours. He'd be well
that's
like
right.
There.
I mean,
that's right. The Marshall Plan.
Yeah, Harry S. Truman is as much responsible for the state of Israel as anybody. You know, because he was the one who just said, you know what, we got to back this thing. You know, so and there are one or two Jewish people in show business.
Really? You don't say.
That's right.
I was unaware of that.
Jewish people and homosexuals, I've heard.
Are you saying Harry Truman was gay?
I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
Nor was he Jewish.
All right.
But it would be fine with me if he were both of those things.
Okay. Dwight Eisenhower.
He could play all the generals.
That's true.
and he's bald like you, so he could, you know, he could play your parts.
Bald like me, that's a great book.
I have a feeling that
he could be a general manager.
Yeah, he would be.
Because as general, as commander of the Allied forces, he had to coordinate everything. I'd say he would be better
backstage.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
John F. Kennedy. Playa!
Hey, Johnny, we got a show.
Put it away.
We got a show to do.
Well, and he had a pad pack. No.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, we spent a lot of time sitting in vans, and that's not good for a guy with a bad back.
No. John, love you. You're out. Lyndon Johnson.
Boy, he'd be colorful in the van.
He should be our agent. He was a mover and a shaker and a finagler and an arm twister.
Yeah.
He was a genius at it. Yeah. I vote Lyndon Johnson for agent.
Yeah. Richard Nixon, another piano player. he would go bowling with us. he'd palled around with Elvis.
He'd walk on the beach. B.B. Rebozo could produce us.
Yeah. Boy, talk about, you know, it's not like we're the hippest guys in the Radio Shakespeare Company. I'll grant you. But, boy, he was so anti-hip.
He knew Elvis. He met Elvis.
I know.
I don't see where Nixon would fit in.
Well,
Gerald Ford. Good at physical comedy.
Yes, very good. Yeah, he could fall down. Could he get up?
Yeah, no, he could. He was, I mean, that's the thing. He was actually perhaps one of our most athletic presidents. He played football at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was actually quite a good golfer. And now when the shots went astray and hit the gallery while he was president, that was a big story. Or he seemed to have a penchant for falling down the steps of Air Force One.
Right. Right.
And so he had a reputation for being clumsy, but actually, he was quite agile and strong. I read a book about him that he swam up until his old age. So I think he would be great, you know, for pratfalls and, you know.
That's true. Although, like his presidency, he might do one tour and then be done.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
But that's okay. It's valuable.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, wow. That's one of those guys you really, really want to hire.
Yeah. He seems so nice, but kind of ineffectual.
Yeah. He's so nice, and he's definitely a guy you want in the company because he's just a good guy.
He will be the best ex-member of the RSC ever.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
He will achieve great things after he leaves the RSC.
Yes, he will do his best work not with us. Yes.
Well, Will?
Will?
No.
We got to have Ronnie. We got to have Ronnie.
By all accounts, a pretty fun guy to hang out with. Regardless of his policies, he was a congenial Irishman.
Yes, absolutely. Not, I will say, the brightest bulb on the planet, but that's so...
Fit right in.
Yes. That's okay. That's okay. And not, also not the most, what do you say, transformational actor, you know? No.
But he's an... he was the president who was an actor.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're going to cast any president, he'd have to cast the actor.
TV actor, though, and movie actor, can he remember a full play?
That's a very good point, Dustin. Can he memorize a lot of... Yes. Well, he can if Nancy's right there.
Yeah.
Feeding him his lines.
Yeah. Okay, so Reagan. Well, that's a pretty definite yes for Ronnie. Okay.
Yeah.
What about his vice president, George Bush 1?
Oh, George Herbert Walker Bush.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how he fits in. Is he...
I kind of feel like he'd be a hoot.
I think
he would get into it.
Doesn't he seem like one of our dads?
That's the thing. I think we'd have to sneak a couple drinks into him before every show.
That's
but
right.
He would be just loose enough.
Yeah, that's right. He was a member of Skull and Bones.
Well, he was. Yes, he was very well connected. Right.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
I mean, his father, his whole family were politicians. Mm-hmm. You know, he made money in oil. He was director of the CIA. He was in Congress for a term.
Mm-hmm.
So he was well connected. So maybe he's more on the business side. I don't know.
He might be a little lost, though. You know, we're on tour all the time. We're in a new town all the time. You got to be a little self-reliant, and I'm not sure that old George Herbert Walker was so. He's the guy who didn't know the price of milk, famously.
That's true. How much is milk?
It depends. I buy it at the Target where it's $1.99 for a half gallon, and that's for a gallon, and that's the kind of the best bargain I know.
I buy the milk for the family, and I don't pay attention. Bill Clinton.
Yes. Bill, we got a show. Bill.
Hey, saxophone, please.
Yeah. He was musical.
He can tell a story.
He can tell a story.
He won't shut up in the van.
But by all accounts, and your wife met him, shook his hand.
This is the one president the RSC has
actually
had
kind of.
With. We performed excerpts from the Complete History of America abridged on the White House lawn while Bill Clinton was president when we were performing at the Kennedy Center. They invited us to the White House, and so.
And by all accounts, Republican and Democrat, enormously magnetic person. He would walk into a room and own that room, and also he would remember your name no matter where you met him or how long it's been since he saw you last. He would know who you were and have an anecdote about you, your time together with him.
Is he going to steal focus on stage?
Well, that's the thing. I think he would. He's a star. He would, you know, your eyes would gravitate to him. It would be Bill Clinton and the two other guys are the Radu Shakespeare Company.
Yeah. So, well, positives and negatives.
Yeah. I don't think we'd want it. We would not want his vice president, Al Gore.
No.
No, we like to play in front of scenery, not act with scenery.
There you go. Now, George W. Bush. No.
No. No, he seems...
I just can't see... To me, he seems like a frat boy who became president. Frat boy in the worst terms.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking as a frat boy, I went, yes.
No, but you know what I mean.
I do know.
The stereotypical frat boy comes from money, born, you know, with a silver spoon in his mouth, born on third base, thinks he hit a triple. And
got into Harvard with, what was it, 200 SATs or something because he's a legacy.
You know, and it was a party. No. Barack Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, now we're up to
the candidates. Right. Yeah. Well, and going. Okay, Barack Obama. You know, he sings. This is good.
Yeah, I think he. Yeah.
It would be great. We need some black guys in the company. You know, it's been
diversity. The RSC needs some diversity.
Absolutely, and he would be great to have. Again, I worry about the star quality aspect of the guy.
Well, you know, he smokes, and that's not going to be good in the van.
No, it's not. No. And he's addicted to his BlackBerry. You can't get him off the thing. also, judging by his first debate performance, I think he kind of phones it in sometimes. And, you know, you can't just pick and choose which shows you're going to perform at. You've got to do them all. You can't just go, it's a Tuesday night. It's a Wednesday matinee.
Well, my question would be this. Would he be good at the soliloquies but not at the scenes?
Yeah.
Because he can give a real inspirational speech. Is he good at the back and forth? Now, he's always very funny at the correspondence dinner, so that's all scripted. So my inclination would be... be to think probably yes, he would be a good fit.
Well, and let's and going back one election, you know, let's look at a couple of the challengers. We didn't want Al Gore. We wouldn't want John Kerry.
No.
Boring and stiff and dry and not funny.
Sort of the way the country felt about him.
Yeah. But John McCain? I think I would want John McCain in the RSC.
You're the guy, kind of guy you want in your foxhole.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Talk about not leaving a guy behind. There's an ensemble actor, John McCain.
That's a team player to the nth degree.
Team player. You know, I would definitely want... Not a bad comedian. You see him on Saturday Night Live. You see him on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I would definitely. In fact, I would. He wasn't a presidential. Well, he was vaguely presidential candidate. Rudy Giuliani. Both Giuliani and John McCain not afraid to put on dresses for a laugh.
Not unlike ourselves.
Yeah, you know, they will do what it takes to get the laugh, and I respect that. I respect that a lot. But now we're up to President Obama's current challenger, Governor Mitt Romney.
He has a lot of flexibility, which is a good trait for an actor.
That's
you know, he can be pro-choice, he can be anti-choice, he can be pro-gun control, and he can be anti-gun control.
That's true.
He can be for universal health care and then not for universal health care. So,
right.
So it seems like he can play a lot of different parts.
And but he lives to laugh, as he said.
That's right, he lives to laugh. But wouldn't you be concerned that, you know, you wouldn't know which lines he was going to say on any given performance?
Maybe, yes. We're going to play it this way. No, tonight I've changed my mind. This is going to be a tragedy tonight.
You know, you'd have to ask him at every before every show starts, Mitt, which show are you doing tonight? You know,
I'm just afraid he'd outsource me.
Yeah.
You know, he might, you know, send my part off to China or something.
You know what? He might, you know, the RSC's had some pretty lean years. He might shut us down.
That's right. Buy us and close us down. Sell us for parts.
I know. And again, personally, just personally, like George Walker Bush, he seems like a dick. He just does. Maybe he did some things in Massachusetts when he was involved with Romney Care before he disowned that. You know, he must have done something right to be elected governor of a Democratic state, although it's nowhere near as Democratic as it used to be. He must have been, but he just... Everything I see him, he bullied kids in high school. He ties the dog to the top of the touring van.
Well, I just wonder if he's one of these guys who's going to be act one way at the audition.
Yes.
So you sort of like him, and then you get to know him, and he's something different. Because my problem is, I don't know where his center is.
Yeah. Right.
Ronald Reagan, I knew what his point of view was.
Right.
And he seemed likable. Now, Romney does not seem likable.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his point of view is, because on many, almost all key issues, he's changed. And I kind of wonder... Is he, even now during the run-up to the election, is he saying what's expedient, or is he saying what he believes? And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my concern.
So of the two guys, the two current guys, I guess we've got to take. I think we'll take Obama.
I think it's Obama.
But which part will he play? He'd probably play my part, because that's the part where you want somebody who's really handsome and who can really, really, really sing well. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, Austin.
Yeah, that's
definitely your part.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your casting decisions via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, President for Life Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Catherine May Wilkins. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Adam Felber from NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Thanks also to lyricist Lorenz Hart, who, for those of you scoring at home, is making his second consecutive podcast appearance and who wrote, apocryphally at least, the couplet about Calvin Coolidge. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 305 915ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I am so in love with myself.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.